Ends on a bleak November day with the arrival of a new governess, an old woman full of unpleasant suggestion and unpredictable fancy. A woman who is a perfect medium for the beginning of Silas Ruthin's evil campaign. Caught in the toils of a plot woven by a resourceful but diseased imagination, unhappy Maud Ruthin is like a bird fluttering in a fowler's net. How this story sweeps to its violent and unexpected conclusion will, we hope, provide our listeners with 5 weeks of fascinating listening. Next Monday night, then, at 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, Uncle Silas by Sheridan Lefanu. Episode 1, The Sinister Governess. This is the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the Midland Program. Tonight we present Episode 6 of the serial thriller Send for Paul Temple by Francis Durbridge. Episode 6, The First Penguin.
A definite criminal organization has established itself in the Midlands under the leadership of a mysterious criminal known as Max Lorraine, alias the Knave of Diamonds. Paul Temple, the celebrated novelist, who is assisting Sir Graham Forbes, Chief Commissioner of Police, and Inspector Dale, organizes a raid on the Little General, a small inn near Evesham, which Temple believes to be the headquarters of the gang. The inn, however, is deserted, except for the presence of the mysterious lady known as Miss Amelia Victoria Parcher.
So we meet again, Mr. Temple. How nice.
Miss Parchment, what the devil are you doing here?
Well, suppose I said waiting for a bus, Sir Graham. Would you believe me?
Miss Parchment, this is no time for flippancy. I warn you
Sir
that...
Sir Graham, please. Miss Parchment, I know why you're here tonight. I know who you are and what you are. But there's one question you've got to answer. Where is Steve Trent?
Steve Trent? And who, may I ask, is Steve Trent?
Her real name is Harvey, Louise Harvey. She's the sister of Inspector Harvey, the man who was...
Good heavens, you don't mean Harvey had a sister?
Yes, and she's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes, Charles.
But when did this happen? Surely you didn't know anything about it when
I... Steve's landlady arrived with the news shortly after you left for the doctor's house, Dale.
Oh, I see.
I think you'd better return to the house, Mowbray.
Very good, sir.
I'll come along with you. There's nothing further I can do here, Sir Graham.
No, all right, Dale.
Mr. Temple, I should like to have a word with you privately, if possible.
Well, I think that could be arranged.
I want to have a word with Turner, so you come along with me a minute.
Yes, very well, sir.
Miss Parchment, I shall want to see you later, of course.
Of course, Sir Graham.
Thank you, Sir Graham.
We'll meet later, Paul.
Who is that man?
Which man? Oh, Inspector Merritt. Why do you ask?
I wonder, that's all.
Well, Miss Parchment?
A little while ago, Mr. Temple, you said... I know why you are here tonight. I know who you are and what you are. Is that true?
Quite true.
Then tell me, and please believe me when I say this is important, do the police know who I am?
No. No, they don't.
Oh, what a relief.
Why are you so anxious to keep your identity a secret from Scotland Yard?
I think you know the answer to that question, Mr. Temple.
Yes, yes, I think perhaps I do. Miss Parchment, you've got to help me to find Steve Trent.
Yes. Yes, I'll help you. But first tell me, do you know why I'm interested in old English inns?
Yes, yes, I do know. Although I must confess I was rather puzzled at first. During the last few days, I've made a great many inquiries about the Cape Town, Simonstown robberies. I was very interested to learn that the Knave of Diamonds organized and directed his plans from a group of inns all situated in the same area.
Exactly.
It was clever of you to assume he'd use the same procedure in this country. You should have been a detective, Miss Parchment.
Thank you. I think the commissioner intends to detain me on suspicion, especially after my unexpected presence here this evening. Now, if you could persuade him to refrain from doing so, then I think the two of us might quite possibly stand a very good chance of finding Miss Trent.
Yes, I think that could be arranged.
Good. Now tell me, have you ever heard of the first penguin?
The first penguin? Why, yes. It's a small deserted inn on the river, about 4 miles the other side of Evesham.
That's right, Mr. Temple. That's quite right.
Scene 15. A room in the first Penguin, later the same evening. Diana Thornley is awaiting the arrival of Dr. Milton.
Hello? Oh, it's you, Max. No, they haven't. No, not even Milton. I'm still waiting for them. Yes? Yes, the girl's here. I say, Max, is everything all right? Yes, I'm listening. Salzburg. I see. Yes, I'll tell him. Right. Goodbye. You're late.
We had a hell of a game in front of the car.
Where's Dixie and the others?
They should be here soon.
Did you get the stuff all right?
Yes. I'll say, what happened about that girl, Steve Trent?
She's here.
Here?
Yes.
That's a bit stupid, isn't it?
It was the chief's orders to bring her back here. That's all I know.
Did you have any trouble with her?
Yes, at first. We were nearly picked up in Bond Street. She screamed like hell.
Well, gosh, I could do with a drink.
Shall I?
No. Dixie was very good tonight. Worked like a nigger.
I'm glad you arrived first, Doc. I wanted to talk to you.
Yes. I wanted to see you, too. That's why I came on ahead.
Oh? What did you want to see me about?
Can't you guess?
No.
Then I'll tell you. Whereas 6 months ago I shouldn't have given a tuppenny damn about what happened to me, today I find myself in the rather unique position, for me at any rate, of looking forward to the future.
I don't understand.
Now, what I'm trying to say is this. I sincerely hope that our mutual friend, the Knave of Diamonds, has no intention of depriving me of that future.
Why should you
so
think that?
So I wrote a letter. A long letter. Beautifully phrased and charmingly written.
I wish